With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden and Donald Trump agree to participate in two debates during a fast-moving few hours on social media. We get the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is urging gun owners to vote in the 2024 election. He addressed thousands of members of the NRA yesterday, which officially endorsed him just before he took the stage at their annual meeting in Texas. He says he will be the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House, but they've got to get to the polls. A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine coming into force as Kiev struggles in its fight with Russia.
For Ukraine to openly be admitting that its troops are overstretched and struggling is a sign of how serious things are at the moment. And they are hoping for two things to take effect. Firstly, a controversial mobilization law, where it hopes enough men will be able to join the fight and slow that Russian advance. But it's also hoping that will be combined with tens of billions of dollars worth of American ammunition and weaponry. But at the moment, it is a time delay that is seeing Russia take more and more territory, and that's only increasing the political pressure here on Kyiv.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse. Voters in the Dominican Republic at the polls today in general elections likely to reinforce the government's crackdown on a shared border with crisis-stricken Haiti. This is SRN News. Colorado is the latest state to seek it to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it's helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancy so far this year, many arriving from Texas where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women back in 2021. Those numbers have risen to $285 and 350 women since the beginning of this year alone. Colorado lawmakers are helping the abortion industry, passing legislation that shields those seeking abortions and those providing them. Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a ban after 15 weeks. This is SRN News. After 73 years, a Korean War veteran from Minnesota has finally received his Purple Heart.
The Army notified 96-year-old Earl Meyer that it had granted him the medal, which of course honors those troops who have been wounded or killed in combat. An Army review board had rejected Meyer's application numerous times due to a lack of paperwork, but it reversed course following a campaign by Meyer's three daughters and intervention by Minnesota lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
Disneyland performers who helped bring Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other beloved characters to life have chosen to unionize following a three-day vote. The Actors Equity Association labor union says cast members for the parades and character departments at Disney's Southern California theme park have voted by a wide margin to bring the union in. This is SRN News.